Thanks for listening to Half-Assed Podcast. This is Pete.
This is Britt.
This is Jude. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Cannonball Run. But before we get into that, Britt has a message.
A PSA. this episode is, we're going to have one more episode after this episode before we take a summer break. We're going to be coming back on September 2nd, and we might be coming out back with like a new look.
New wardrobe, new hairstyles, who knows?
So there's this one episode, and then there's one more episode.
Yes. So today's Cannonball Run. Next week is a surprise. And then we're going to take a break, and we'll be back September 2nd.
So we do have a guest here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Joey. I'm Britt's friend.
And he is, I don't know if you heard that, but he's been a longtime supporter of ours, so we decided to have him on, and perhaps he can school us on his knowledge here, but we're going to be talking about the Cannonball Run.
I knew about it from the movies. Obviously, there's a movie called Cannonball Run that came out, but I became more familiar with it recently because back in... I think November, somebody broke the record, and they did a video about it, about how they did it and accomplished it. So basically what it is it's an unsanctioned land race record from a garage in New York City called the Red Ball Garage to a Portico Hotel in California. It's also called the Coast to Coast Express.
Dang, you're already schooling me.
He sounds way more knowledgeable than we are ever.
I thought it was more recently that the record was broken, because I thought it had something to do with COVID-19, or maybe that was just videos I was watching.
I was just saying that I became familiar with it when got broken like two or three times ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it has been broken more recently than that. Actually, like in the past couple weeks because of COVID.
Right. It was
not solely because of COVID, but
no.
But yeah, it was a factor.
Yeah. Basically, a lot of people are talking about, I guess, I watched another video where they were discussing the validity of the record now because of it's kind of like under different circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
Like playing with steroids.
Yeah, there was nobody on the roads.
Yeah.
Not even the cops were out there, so it was kind of an easier setup. But the person who ran it, they ran it in 26 hours and 38 minutes. That's from New York to L.A., Redondo Beach in L.A. So 26 hours is ridiculous.
Yeah. How long does it take you to drive to Florida from here?
It took me 17 hours to drive from here to Orlando, but... I don't know if that's...
stop and, like, drink a beer every, like, hour or two.
So, if you're... That's, like... I feel like going to Florida is, like, half of going across the United States. Like, so if we're, like, a normal person, I wonder how long it would take us to drive from sea to sea.
Oh, I don't know.
I think a couple days. If you took breaks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think it would take, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard usually is like 4 days. But normal people stop and sleep at something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they don't wear catheters.
What?
They basically, when they start, first of all, they outfit their whole car, or at least the record attempt that I would know anything about, they outfit their car with like a giant gas tank that's like 40 or 50 gallons or something on top of the gas tank that's already in the car. And so that they can minimize how many times they have to stop and fill up for gas. And then they have spotters and stuff along the way to drive ahead of them and look out for cops. And so the name of the game is to like stop as little as possible and just have a high average speed.
Yep.
The guys that most recently broke the record, this past weekend, whenever I was learning about it, they had a thermal detector on the roof of their car to like look for heat signatures on the sides of the road so they could avoid like deer and anything alive, basically, that might run out in front of them.
Why don't all cars have that?
Well, because we're typically going like 50 or 60 miles an hour, not 190.
Well, speaking of which,
their top speed was, I think it was 191.
That's crazy.
And their average speed, I think they said, was 120, 130.
Yo, bro, we got backup cameras that have to be in cars after a certain year. So why would we have backup cameras being, like, a necessity and not, like, thermal signatures? Because going 50 or 60, if you clock a deer on the highway, that can destroy your...
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that did it back in November also had a aircraft collision avoidance system on their car to spot for aircraft taking their speeds.
That's nuts.
Really? Oh my gosh, we live in the future.
Okay. I heard that they had that aircraft collision thing, but I didn't understand what it was for. Hmm. So it was to search for aircraft near them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was to see. So if you're ever driving on the highway and you see a sign that says like enforced by aircraft, that's what they were trying to avoid. So they had that to see if there was any airplanes tracking overhead.
That's wild.
It just seems like this is like a rich man's game. Like the cars are really outfitted and they're all like Mercedes or Audis. They're all really good, nice cars, you know?
Yeah, the more recent attempts were, but I don't think it started out that way. I think there was a couple in the early days. There was once an ambulance or something. It's like a big van.
The movie was in an ambulance, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the movie was based on the real thing, and I really think they did do it in an ambulance initially.
I was trying to watch the movie, trying to get it in between work and doctor's appointments and everything. I was actually watching it before we started recording an intro. that movie was pretty good. It was pretty entertaining. Like, do you guys remember the movie at all? Like, the doctor that they got for the back of the, to sit in the back of the van was insane looking. Like, he's got like a bum eye, and like every time they go on him, it's got like this dark music playing.
I've seen it, but I think I was on vacation or something and didn't finish it, so I don't know the whole story.
I was probably the only one that was alive at the time that it came out in 1981, and I haven't seen it since. So
I was born in 82. That's really close.
Yeah, it is.
I wouldn't have remembered it if I saw it.
I liked it then. I don't know.
I don't know if I should say this, but it was, you couldn't find it streaming anywhere. So I found it. I streamed it illegally on a
website. Say it. Tyler, bleep that out. Loud.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
But if I get in trouble, I take full responsibility for my actions. I just wanted to watch the movie. Like, I could only find the, like, I wanted to pay for it. I absolutely looked everywhere to pay for it. But the first movie wasn't able to be found streaming anywhere.
Well, you tried. Oh, wow. You tried. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And now I might buy the DVD. Then I can have. What, do you not buy DVDs anymore? Is that what that
is? No, I feel like I'm losing my voice, which is really strange. My husband will be really happy about that. but I did want to note in the movie, the original movie, Terry Bradshaw starred in that.
Yeah,
really?
I noticed that. He was like loading beer into the back of a car. Like they had so much beer on the back of their car. It was insane. And they get pulled over at like a check stop, because this one guy's like, I got all the license plates, I know all the cannonballers, we're gonna make a roadblock and we're gonna catch them. And they get these two country guys, boys get pulled over, and they're just drinking beer. Like, there's like a Budweiser stuck behind him, like on his seatbelt. The driver's chugging beer, the passenger guy's like, you want a beer? I'm like, what in the world is this? Like, was it legal to drive drunk back in the day?
It wasn't legal, but it wasn't fully enforced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a different time. Because, like, the only reason why they got in trouble was because they were a cannonballer. They didn't get in trouble for the beer at all. I was like, well, what in the world is...
Different times, different times.
That's crazy.
That's wild. I couldn't imagine a world where, like, you could just get blitzed and go for a drive.
Yeah, my husband worked for the gas pipeline. I'm not going to name what company, back in the early 80s. And they would give them a six-pack of beer on their lunch. They'd come around, drop off a six-pack of beer and some hamburgers for their meal.
While operating heavy machinery.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
I'm lit after, like, four beers. I couldn't drink six and
I know.
Do anything but sit in a chair and laugh at my buds.
Yeah.
It's a morale booster. It's for, team morale.
I might stick around work a lot longer if I had six beers, though.
I definitely would probably enjoy work a lot more.
So what year did the Cannonball start running? Was it in, like, the 70s?
Yeah, I think so. And I think there was, when they started, it was actually like still technically illegal, but it was like they had it organized as like a sanctioned event where like a group of people did it all at once. So like they would have like 15 cars, let's say, and they would all start at the same time and go. And I don't know how many times they did it like that, but I can't imagine trying to break the record with like 15 other guys. Is all at the same time. And they would say, like, you know, when you're speeding across the state, if the cops saw like a big group of you, if you could like get in front of them and be like the first through a state, then like the rest of the guys would end up getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching some YouTube videos about a guy. He was like one of the Cannonball Runner like holders, like one of the what is that called?
Like a record, one of the record holders?
Yeah. Oh my God. Brain.
You did pretty good.
Yeah.
Did I?
I don't know what you meant. Yeah.
Oh,
I know what
you meant. Thank you, Pete. Thank you. But he's got like a channel, and he was going over like that they did it like a couple of times like that with like groups of people. And he said that in the movie, like the original Cannonball movie, this is why I wanted to find it and watch it. He said the stuff that they ran into with the troopers was very accurate.
Oh.
Yeah, but the so there was like a roadblock, and the girls kept on getting pulled over, and their car with like the DeLorean doors, like the, I don't know what those are called.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide doors, maybe?
Gullwing doors?
Where they go up?
Well, they go backwards. Is that a suicide door? Or it goes like that? And like,
yeah, suicide doors open up backwards.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you guys
what, Pete?
See each other?
Ooh, you cut out.
Are you guys laughing? Oh, no. Are you laughing because you can see each other and you're like gesturing?
Yeah. So I know that you can't see because you don't have your video to try to save your friend. Battery, but like I have my arms back and my elbows bent at like 90 degrees and I'm straightening my arms. It's like backwards.
She looks like a skier. She's downhill skiing right now.
I was picturing a T-Rex like trying to give a hug.
No.
But those girls that like, because there was like one girl group that did actually race, which is pretty cool because like girls weren't really.
Did you hear about them?
Girls can't race.
Take that back, Pete. You take that back.
I take it back.
Do you have their name?
I do have their names. So the driver was she was a race car driver. Her name is Donna Mae Mims, and she was born in 1927. So I don't know how old she would have been during that race, but she had won several different championships, and she was known as the Pink Lady because she would drive around in pink. I hate the color pink. I'm sorry. It reminds me of Pepto Bismol. But
it's a pretty color.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate pink, too.
She can
like the boys like the pink. Do you like pink, Brooke?
Yeah.
See? I don't know.
What happened?
So,
like
any...
my steaks pink?
You're right. I do like my steaks pink.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. Son of a gun, I knew you'd catch me on something.
We'll leave it at that.
So Donna Mae was actually born in Pittsburgh. She went to school in
Pittsburgh.
She went to school in Dormont.
Well, I'm from Dormont.
Oh yeah. She should have a big billboard then. Donna Mae.
I like her name too. Donna Mae
Mims. M-I-M-S. Yeah.
Mims. Like that. Mims. That reminds me like a cartoon whenever I was younger. The Secrets of Mimsy or something?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I remember that now.
She should have a plaque.
She should have a plaque, like, definitely.
Or a statue.
She should have a plaque down by the seashore.
But she was actually sponsored. The girls were sponsored by a bra company, which was very strange because during the race they didn't wear bras. All three drivers, all three girls, wore really tight, skimpy clothes, and they were told to by whoever sponsored them. And in the middle of the night, they were pulled over by. They said it was like a Barney Fife kind of cop from the country. Pulls them over, and all three women get out, and they thought they could buy their way out of the ticket, but he was not having it. And apparently their car got hit by another person that was in the race, and it totaled both cars, and they were out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did that happen in the movie?
In the movie, they keep getting pulled over? Well, I know.
Okay. All right.
In the movie, they keep getting pulled over, and then they're wearing like skin tight cat suits, and they just keep zipping down the front to take out their photo ID from their bra.
Mm-hmm.
And then since they show cleavage, they get out of it. But the last one, they get pulled over by a female, but they didn't get hit by another car in the whole thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
So movies. A little bit accurate, but not fully accurate.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm glad I watched that because I have something to like contribute. That's the word I'm looking for.
That is pretty cool. Do you guys know who the first person that did it? What his name was?
Burt Reynolds.
No.
No, I don't know.
Well, you're not wrong. But the reason why it was called Cannonball Run is it was started in 1915 by Irwin Baker, and his nickname was Cannonball. And he ran the race from New York to California in 271 hours and 15 minutes.
Wait, how
I don't know if you could say he ran it.
I probably could run it faster than that. No, I'm just kidding. 271 hours and 15 minutes. But you have to remember, 1915, I don't know if there were any... The roads weren't being up kept like they are now.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
their state system wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like, was he like in a Model T?
His first, the vehicle he ran, I've never heard of this. It's called a Stutz, Stutz Bearcat.
What?
Stutz Bearcat?
You can't make this shit up.
You can't.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up a picture of this thing later.
Next, ran
that's gonna
it.
That's going to go on Instagram.
The next time he ran it, it was a Cadillac Roadster, so, yeah.
Moving on up. Maybe that Bearcat was badass. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm looking
but
at it.
No, we did the Lincoln Highway.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Yeah, it looks like that one of those ones that you have to wind up, like you have to crank with your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cranking. That's what he was doing for like 100 of those hours.
That's why that took so long. It's like we've cut. What? So it used to. The first run was 271, and now the record holder is what, 24, 26?
26 something.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's like. That's. I'm not good at math. I don't know how many. I don't know how many Brits that is, and I don't know how many. Times 26 goes into 200 and at least 10, right?
Yeah.
At least 10, yeah.
That's nuts.
The guys that did it in November were the first ones to average more than 100 miles per hour for the whole thing.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, I wonder how many miles that is. Did we already say how many miles that was?
I don't think.
I think it's like 2,400 something. It depends on the route you take too, because I guess there's a couple different main routes that you can take. There's like a northern one and a southern one. I'm not sure which states that diverges from to make it to like go left or right, but I know that there's like a couple different routes you can take that people go one way or the other based on weather or road conditions.
Right. I know the one that ran just in April, they went through 13 states they drove through.
Ooh. I'm itchy. I'm sorry.
The most recent winners went was 2,825.3 miles.
Wow.
And you said that the original run was in 19 what? Like that kid, like dude that was named Cannonball?
He ran it in 1915.
Okay, so they...
That was one of our sponsors. That was a paid break.
Who's our sponsor today?
Yuengling Black and Tan.
I like it.
Tall boys.
Oh, man. I think I could actually go for a beer. That's weird. I haven't drank in a really long time. But it looks like the Lincoln Highway was dedicated in 1913. So that was just like 2 years after the Lincoln Highway.
And that was like when it was announced, not all the roads were built. I mean, yeah. The roads were technically built, but they weren't, like, being upkept very well. Because that's when they started, I believe. From then on, it was getting better and better.
Right? Yeah. I want to ride in one of these Stutz Bearcats.
Yeah, me too. There's another, not to go completely off topic, but there's another race thing that's called Hot Rods Drag Week, and it's not really a race, but you go to different drag strips over the course of a week, and you have to drive your car that's the race car, so you can't have a trailer or anything, and they take your car, you drive your car from racetrack to racetrack, and there's like you have to go 1,000 miles the whole week, and at each racetrack you have to do a pass down the drag strip, and you average all your time slips together. But there was a guy that did that race in like a 1918 car.
Wow.
And
that's pretty cool.
Somehow drove it from it obviously ran like the slowest time of the whole event, because people have their serious modern drag cars there, but it was really cool seeing this guy show up in basically what looked like a wooden buggy with a motor.
That is cool.
It's a go-kart.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I feel like everybody would have been leaning against the fence to watch that car. All the other ones, people probably didn't care. Like, they did, but mm-hmm. Everybody was probably watching that guy.
Yeah.
Brock, have you ever entered your car into the Hot Rods drag race?
I've gone drag racing in my car, yeah. No, I do it at, like, actual racetracks.
Oh, okay.
Legally.
Legal ones.
Yeah.
I have some buddies that do that. They take their cars up to... There's one up in Brighton Township.
Oh, okay.
They go and do that. My Kia Forte, though. It's too valuable. I can't risk it.
I used to hang out at PMS or PPMS whenever I was a teenager. It's where one of my first dates ever was, the Pittsburgh Motor Speedway. Yeah,
I used to be on a pit crew. That's back when they would let anybody be on a pit crew.
What? You were on a pit crew?
Hey, there's so much about me you don't know, Brix. Yes, I was.
She changed the air freshener.
I did, yep. That was before air fresheners. What are you talking about?
She just, like, threw some flowers in there.
Did you change the tire, or did you put gas in, or, like, what did you do?
Whatever needed done, yeah. Well, yep.
Badass. That is super badass. I'm blown away.
Or
right
just
now.
Drink beer, whatever.
I can do that. Hand them beer because it's not quite illegal yet.
In the 80s, yep. Yeah.
What did they call the... go ahead, Britt. Sorry.
Oh, you go, because I was just going to ask, like, what else do we have about Cannonball?
Oh, okay. What were the people that would run ahead of the actual racers called?
Pacers?
Spotters?
Yeah, spotters.
Spotters.
Okay. So I was watching this YouTube video where this spotter, he was going like 160 miles an hour down some highway, and he had a radar jammer, and he knew the cop was going to be there somehow. I don't know how the radar thing worked, but he knew the cop was going to be like right over this hill. So he goes over the hill, and they're jamming the radar so the cop can't see how fast they're going. And the cop pulls out behind them anyway, and the guy's like, "Oh, what was I doing wrong?" And I lost it. I thought it was hilarious. But they didn't stop. They just kept going and outran like where the cop was allowed to go to like pull him over. I don't know if they like took an exit right after his jurisdiction ended or what. Because I know that he could radio to the next town, but they ended up not getting caught. But like, they did get pulled over earlier that day, and they talked themselves out of it.
Yeah, I wonder how you get, like, signed up to be a spotter. It seems very dangerous with no payoff, yeah. You know?
No payoff, yep.
I think the guys that did it in November, Arnie, they just had a lot of... He was a little bit famous because he had helped found a very famous performance shop in Chicago called AMS. And so he had like contacts from across the country and friends he had made over the years in different towns. And there's another, there's a famous YouTube channel called 1320 Video that they do all kinds of videos about car racing and stuff like that. And that guy is like famous around the world for making these videos, and he lives in like Nebraska, so when they got to like that part of the state, he got a bunch of people to help out with it.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is cool.
Oh, so I was watching Then Week Wiki.
Yep, that's it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I watched that one too.
He's one of the record holders.
Yeah. That's when I keep saying the guys that from November, that's the guy, that's the last person that broke it before the COVID stuff.
Oh. And then they're breaking it on COVID.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a drug. They're breaking it on COVID. But I was out driving around today because I went and got an allergy test. Oh my gosh. I swear that everybody's out on the roads and there's like a shit ton of, I went and got ice cream after, too, because I feel like I earned it. And whenever I went to Allegheny Ice Cream Company in Pittsburgh, it's like by the Highland Park Bridge, there were so many people getting ice cream. It was crazy. Like, it was just like the parking lot was full. People just kept pulling in. And most of them were, like, definitely over 65. Like, old people were just like... But it's a bit colder today, so I wonder if they're like, this is our time to go. Like, that's...
Maybe.
Make a break for it.
Could be.
That twist with sprinkles is worth it. If I get sick. Quality of life. Quality. So, I wish I would have took notes.
So there's actually a 2020 route coming up on September 4th to the 11th from Calgary to Chicago. The registration fee is $25,000.
What?
Yeah. It covers... Covers one car, two participants. 12,500 is due upon registration.
Junior, what are you talking about?
It's called the Cannonball Run Car Rally, but it's a legal Cannonball Run.
That's the Canadian Cannonball Run.
I guess so. Because it's like luxury. It's like luxury accommodations and daily car washes. Who cares? You're racing. I don't know.
They also did a thing called another race that's sort of in the spirit of Cannonball, but legal, called One Lap of America. And I think it's just like a really long race on a track that's supposed to simulate how far you would go.
Oh, wow.
On a Cannonball.
I saw that. I thought it was an actual lap around America.
I bet there's people that have done a lap around America.
Yeah.
If I could get enough time off of work, I would do a lap around America. I would hit like the Redwood Forest. I would hit Yellowstone. I would just drive around. I might skip Florida. That seems to be.
So but, I watched a video where there's police officers that do the cannonball run.
Oh, yeah?
And they do it as a fundraiser to raise money for families where, like, the cops, for the families of the cops who have been killed. And, like, they were getting pulled over because they're also speeding. And they're like, hey, we're doing it for this cause. And they explain it. And they're like, they're almost always, like, just let right off of it.
Oh, wow.
And
so if anybody's listening and you're going to do the cannonball run.
Yeah.
Take a off-duty police officer with you and raise money for families of fallen officers.
There you go. Do something good.
And yeah, it's definitely for a good cause, mm-hmm. but you'll save some money on tickets.
I like your heart, Pete, because I was just like, just say that you're an off-duty cop. didn't even cross my mind to bring somebody with you doing it.
Yeah, I don't think that the person that was driving was a police officer of any sort, but the guy in the back seat, probably the one drinking beers. That's not a slight at cops, by the way, but I hope they like beer.
Cops love beer. I know one, at least, that likes it. Not on duty, by the way.
What's his name?
Can't tell you.
What's his badge number?
Maybe I made him up, I don't know. So I actually saw this cannonball run a few years ago when we were on the Ohio Turnpike. We saw there was a Corvette that passed us and then like a Stingray. I don't remember exactly what the cars were, but they were nice cars. They were a whole lot nicer than our minivan that we were driving in. So they just kept coming. And all of a sudden we realized what it was. I think one of them had a sign on it, huh?
Oh, okay. I was
going to
say, you sure it wasn't just a car show driving by?
No.
Or,
they were going probably, they weren't going too fast, but they were probably going around 8, maybe 70, 80.
I can't drive.
Yeah.
Wasn't that something to do with it, too? They said something about, like the cannonball, like, later on got put into, the 55 miles per hour speed limit just got enforced and people were like fighting against it. They didn't like it. And then it started out like the movie started out and they're there's a car that pulls over and a girl gets out and takes a spray paint can and draws an X over the 55 speed limit sign.
Nice. I think I did hear something about that. Can't drive 55.
Song.
I think in the 70s.
Yeah, definitely a song.
Yeah.
In relation to the Cannonball Run, I believe I've heard that as well. They were saying, 55 is, an unreasonable speed, slow for somebody that knows how to drive. I think that might have been part of, the first Cannonball Run, the reason that they were doing it.
And there really hasn't been that many, accidents or whatever on it, right?
I think there was some police departments or cops that made a release statement after the one in November where they said, they were like, oh, the cannonball came through your area and stuff. And somebody made the comment that was the guys that are doing this are really big car enthusiasts and super paying attention to the road. So he's like, these guys are probably, even though they're going very fast, he's like, they're probably being way more careful than somebody that's just texting and driving. So we're more worried about that stuff than missing this one car that was probably paying very good attention to the road.
They're probably professionally trained too, I would imagine, with how many hours that they've put in. I was driving around today and I was just thinking, I was like, oh yeah, I'm professionally trained driving.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Me too.
By race car drivers. Oh, cool.
I was so jealous when you got to do that.
I had to revamp my resume too, and that was something I saw, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah!" Because what you do is you learn the muscle memory, and you just I can't text and drive. I can only drive. Like I can't look at my phone and drive anymore because there's just too much shit going on that I'm not comfortable with it. But muscle memory is huge, and I've used it like on the roads and stuff, like where like something will blow up in front of you, or like you have to change like high speed lane changes and stuff.
That's why I believe in.
I can hear you.
Are you guzzling?
You can hear me drink that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's all right.
You're chugging that beer.
Wasn't me.
What are you drinking?
It's hard to swallow quietly. I don't know what to do.
It is hard.
Yingling Black and Tan.
No, I think she's drinking White Claw. Are you drinking White Claw?
Me? I'm drinking Bartles and James.
What is that?
It's grapefruit.
And green tea wine and green.
It's phenomenal, and I can only find it in West Virginia.
It looks delicious.
Oh, it's so good. I love grapefruit anything, so when I found it, I was like, yes.
Well, I might be doing my own cannonball run down to West Virginia.
It's a delicious.
Short one. A mini one.
Mini one. Goes like the absolute opposite direction of the regular cannonball run.
So, oh, one of the other cool things that I remembered that they did in November was they did it in a C63 Mercedes, but so that's sort of a performance model of a Mercedes, and so the guy actually took off all the emblems and put vinyl wrap over all the carbon fiber and the tail lights, so from behind it just looked like a Honda Accord.
I thought that was really smart.
That was smart.
So when like the call went out on the radio, if they were like seen speeding, and the cops were like, "Be on the lookout for a gray passenger car," and that was like the best description they could come up with because they made the car so generic looking.
That was pretty smart.
That's my kind of shit right there. Like, I like sleeper cars. Like, I hate, like, your car's really cool, too. It's not like, over-the-top flashy, but, like, whenever there's, like, a bunch of, like, kits and stuff on it, and you can tell it goes fast, it's not, I don't know. I like the cars that are the opposite, where it looks like it's not going to be worth anything, and then it just, like, blows you away. I also like the underdogs. Your car's kind of flashy. Do you have any stickers on your car?
Just number stickers from going to events.
Oh, so no decals though, no like big decals.
No.
See, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
I like it to look just like a normal car and then be extremely fast.
Mm-hmm. It's a sleeper, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have an Evo, right?
Yep. Mitsubishi Evo 10.
Nice.
What does the 10 mean?
There was 9 before it.
Good answer.
All the
Good
other
answer.
Numbers are taken.
Good answer. Good answer. But like, I don't have any stickers on my car either because I shouldn't drive fast, but I drive fast. But I don't want any, like I have a gray Mazda 3. And they are everywhere on the road. So if it's just a gray Mazda 3, like, what are the chances that a cop's going to, like, know that it was actually me whenever there's, like, 90 of them?
Yeah, that would be a great cannonball run car.
Hey, I got to take it in for some work tomorrow. Maybe I can be like, can you put in a 40-gallon gas tank? Don't ask why.
Yeah,
and no questions.
Here's an extra $50. Just mum's the word.
Man, I wish something like, I feel like it'd have to be like $500 to mum that word.
Something else that the spotters did for at least one of the people I watched, the spotter was standing there at the gas station with two gas nozzles ready for whenever they pulled in to just plug them in. There was, I guess they have it in the trunk maybe, the additional gas can.
Yeah.
Tank rather. So he fueled both of those so that the guys could go hit the restroom real quick and not have to worry about pumping gas.
I think they only stopped like 4 times too.
Yeah, it said that I think they had Waze and it said that they stopped for 20 minutes throughout the entire trip.
Wow.
So however many times they had to stop and pick up gas, I think they said 4 times.
Did they switch drivers? They would have to, right?
I don't know. I would think so. But
the November attempt had 2 drivers and 1 spotter. So there was 3 people in the car the whole time.
And back to the people that would spot, I feel like those people would just do it to be a part of history. Not that, like, most of the world cares about the Cannonball Run, but for car guys, they care about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even though they weren't in the car, like, they're going to be telling that story about the time that they were there to give the guys a sandwich and fill up their gas tanks, and they were driving 120 miles an hour, 4 miles ahead of them. They'll talk about that for their whole life, I think.
That would be so cool.
Wait, did you say that they had a spotter in their car? And then they'll have spotters out ahead, too, right?
Yeah, they had...
Go ahead.
Oh, they had one guy in the back seat with binoculars spotting for them. So there was one guy operating all that, like, deterrent equipment and looking out with binoculars in the car, in addition to, like, the guys that drove ahead to look for cops sitting on the side of the road.
Does the extra weight of that person and, like, all that other gear, like, is that, like, a big factor? Does that affect things too much? Or would that just be more gas?
A little bit more gas, and the weight only really matters for during acceleration. So once they get up to speed, I don't think a lot of extra weight's going to be that detrimental to the gas mileage.
Joey, one that you were talking about, is that the one with Arnie, yep. Doug, and Berkeley Chadwick?
Yep, those are the ones that did it in November, I think.
Okay. It says on here that they had a police scanner, a CB radio, a thermal camera, binoculars, and 18 lookouts that scouted the roads before for them. 18 lookouts along the way.
Oh, wow.
Why do we not have thermal cameras in our car? Like, that's,
we don't need them.
We totally need them. Living in PA, we need them.
You'd be looking at the thermal, like, camera and crashing into a car.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, I'm remembering now that there is... I remember seeing, like, a BMW commercial with, like, a heads-up, in like, thermal display, and the commercial was, like, the guy came around a corner and saw a deer in the thermal display, but you couldn't see it, like, normally.
Hmm.
So I think maybe that there are some cars they experimented with doing that
I do remember that commercial. Yeah, I remember that.
That's really cool because my husband has hit 3 deer in his life, so he really does need that.
All of those deer were dickheads, though. They had common.
They ran into him.
Yeah. They were behind on their child support.
Oh, something.
edit that out.
We don't need thermal cameras. We're here. I remember whenever I was younger and being in a car with Dusty. I don't know if you guys knew Dusty, my mom's friend.
I know.
I got a Dusty friend.
But he hit a deer, and the antlers got caught in the windshield.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so, like, whenever we hit deer, like, it can be super, super, super dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially from deer.
Because we have, like, we have collision, yeah, true. But we have collision detection in our cars already, like, newer cars. Like, if you go to back up into something, it beeps. It's like, hey, stop. So if there's, like, thermal cameras that are built in the same way, and it starts, like, you see something starting to run across the road, it could start to kick in the brakes. Because it also does that on, like, whenever you're going fast, it thinks you're going to hit something, the car's built-in system will start to brake before you can brake to try to stop to prepare you for a hit. And some newer cars. So, like, what? I'm going to write that to somebody in my job and be like, why don't we have thermal cars for our self-driving cars? Like, what? Like,
Did you ever see the YouTube video of the guy that was trying to show that on a Volvo to a bunch of people, and then he just ran them over?
Oh, no! Oh my God!
It wasn't gruesome. It wasn't gruesome or anything. It was like in front of the dealership. They had like three guys standing there, and they were like, "Watch how the car can stop or hits them with this automatic feature." And then they like he like floors it and goes at them, and then just like runs into them.
That's like the Carol Baskin thing where the guy like it won't fire without a bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Magazine.
That's not a Carol Baskin thing. That was Travis accidentally killed himself. It's on the Tiger King. Carol had nothing to do with Travis. We're not
if you ain't first, you're last.
We're going to get sued by Carol.
It could have been.
That guy too.
You didn't know if she was there or not.
She killed everybody on that show.
She loaded it.
And somehow tricked him into pulling the trigger.
Could have happened. You don't know.
Rip. There's a real person. We're making fun of it. We should quit.
Allegedly.
What? Allegedly he's a real person?
No. Allegedly Carol Baskin.
She's changing her name, dude.
Yeah, she
anyway,
is.
Anyway, let's back to Cannonball Run.
It's so much free publicity. Why would you ever change your name?
Well, that's true because I'd never heard of her before, so there you go.
She's making face masks right now that say "Hey, crazy cats and kittens" or something like that, and she's selling them on her website. Just a heads up
for cats and kittens.
No! It just says it's for people. It's for people.
That's
but
how
it says,
she starts her videos. She says that.
Yeah, it says "Hey, crazy cats and kittens" or something.
I saw a sign on a truck yesterday. It said "Free Joe Exotic." Anyway, we're not talking about that anymore.
It's hard not to.
Sorry, I'll take that off my car.
All right, what did you guys learn today? Are you ready to wrap it up?
Oh, Joey, you want to go first? Joey, did you learn anything today?
Oh, I learned that I should probably watch the movie. That sounds like it was a pretty good movie.
Hey, that's good.
And I learned about the ladies that did it, the lady team. I like that story.
Ooh.
Nice.
I learned that thermal cameras can be used in cars today. Of course, that's what I learned. I'm going to be obsessed about it.
I learned that Judy used to be in a pit crew back in the 80s.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
Both of yours were good. Yours and Joey's.
And I learned that our favorite listener drives the Mitsubishi cool car. Evo 10, right? Evo 10? Or 9?
Yeah. 10. A 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm super honored to be on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Right. You're carrying the team today. At least for me. You're carrying me.
Yeah, maybe sometime. Would you want to come back on at some future time?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Joey, tell these people what they should not be.
What?
Don't be a...
Jagoff.
Don't be a jagoff.
You're supposed to say goodbye, girls.
Yeah, you didn't start it right.
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye,
girls.
Don't be a jagoff.
Thank you for listening to Half-Ass Podcast. You can check us out online at Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.